Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, how can businesses use Pinterest? But first of all, should they even bother, Martin?
If you're looking to drive traffic to your website, then absolutely, yes. One thing that Pinterest has shown recently is that it is fantastic at driving referral traffic. I saw something the other day that said Pinterest is driving more traffic to websites now than YouTube, LinkedIn, and Google Plus combined.
Wow. So how does Pinterest take traffic to your website?
So if I'm an e-commerce store, I should be pinning my products to a board on Pinterest. So if I was in baby industry, I could put a picture of a cot online and put that on my cots section. And that will then appear in the stream of all the people that are subscribing to either my pins or that particular board. And if they like the product, then they click on the image and it will take them to the website, specifically to that product as well.
So it seems obvious then for businesses who are B2Cs selling maybe products that are pictorial, works for them. Does it work for other businesses?
The biggest driver here is the B2C market, absolutely. Particularly sort of hobbyists, craftspeople, people in the fashion industry, design, that sort of thing. You know, if you are selling something that's mechanical, maybe for an engineering company, probably not the ideal market. A trade show probably is more effective.
So what you're saying there then is that it's not only B2C or business to consumer, it's actually pretty business to consumer products.
Yeah, pretty much. Although not necessarily. Well, what is pretty is probably a more difficult question to answer, really.
Yeah, because I suppose if you are working in engineering and you see some pins and pictures with engineering products on there, that's the sort of thing that might get you excited.
Yeah, it may well be. But seeing it in amongst a stream of flowers and food pictures might not be quite what you were after at the time.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the flower and food pictures, and we talked before about the large percentage of users on Pinterest being females. So I suppose businesses who are particularly aiming at females ought to really take notice with Pinterest.
Yeah, very much so. Just on that point, actually, it was 80% of Pinterest users as of January this year were female. That by March, that had gone down to 72. So men are beginning to get on it. There is a gradual shift of men onto the network. But can I just give you a bit of an example of how quick you can get exposure on Pinterest? There was an example at an exhibition in Manchester recently, and it was somebody from Market Me Suite was demonstrating the power of Pinterest, and they created a pin board specifically for Hummel figurines, which their father has a business in. And within 72 hours of them creating this board, they had 18 followers and 5 repins within 72 hours. Now, you'd struggle to get that from Twitter or Facebook or elsewhere within such an immediate amount of time.
Explain more about why it's an advantage to have followers and repins.
So a repin is essentially a retweet, but on Pinterest. So it is the viral part of Pinterest. It's how your content gets spread further. And followers are the same as any other network. They will subscribe to either all of your updates or just a small fraction.
So that's one example, Martin. What other ones have you got?
There's a UK flooring company called McKay Flooring. They've been very active on there. They've actually used Twitter, Instagram and Pinterest very effectively.
Flooring, that's not very sexy.
It isn't very sexy, no, but they've used it very well, actually. So they've got sort of three main areas what they've tried to do with their Pinterest strategy. And they've created, first of all, a product catalogue. So they'll have different pin boards for different types of flooring. So light wood, laminate, hardwood, real wood, laminate, all these different separate pin boards. But then on top of that, they've tried to add value to the people that are following them. So it's not just about promoting their products. They're also doing boards with creative home furnishing tips or things like DIY advice. And they came to that decision based on the fact that the economy is slowing, people are doing a lot more DIY than moving house, and they wanted to give something for that market.
Now, we at Status Social Media Marketing are not a very pictorial beautiful, well, apart from me and you, well, me, business. But we seem to get still traffic through to our website through us posting our podcasts, pinning our podcasts or our blogs, because there's obviously a picture along with it, and people then connect to our website. So for me, I think I can still see an advantage of business to businesses using it as well. Do you think that's the case, or do you think maybe the amount of traffic a business to business will ever get is not really worthwhile? It's better to focus on LinkedIn, Twitter, etc.
I certainly think it's worth doing some testing, set some benchmarks, see how much traffic you're currently referring to your site from Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then try Pinterest. If after a couple of weeks you find that Pinterest is referring six times the amount of traffic, then I'll eat my words.
Thanks, Martin, and we'd love to hear your success stories or maybe lack of success stories about Pinterest. You can tell us about them on our website, www.statussocial.com.